When a slam poet performs, they call it spitting.
You, the red, white, and blue ecosystem that bears babies without roots.
That's Blackberry. She actually goes by Rochelle Stanley when she's teaching English at Geringer High School. Her staccato and punch delivery is what makes slam poetry so distinctive. But Stanley says there's really only one rule for the genre.
You have 3 minutes and 10 seconds to get your point across.
Rhyming is optional. So are onstage theatrics. The goal is to do whatever you have to do to reach your audience. And so the judges for the National Poetry Slam in Charlotte are literally plucked from the audience at random each night.
We prefer judges that have no idea or anything to do with slam poetry whatsoever because they are representative of the population as a whole.
Stanley says teams often wait to see who the judges are before selecting poems from their arsenal for the night's bout. And that's what you call a round of slam competition. 72 teams from around the country are competing for a grand prize of $2,000 and national bragging rights. The final bout is Saturday at 8 in the Knight Theater. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.